UW Board of Regents President Mark Bradley says if the budget impasse continues, there would be a $70 to $75 million shortfall in the next academic term, which could prompt several courses of action.
Asking students to pay more tuition because the state would not contribute the monies necessary to keep their second semester going. Go to the people who were starting new jobs in second semester and tell them that we don't have the money to pay them. Ask the providers of heat and electricity, do they want to furnish those for free?
Bradley says no particular option is more likely than the others at this time, but they're all being considered by the regents. Funding is currently at the previous budget's levels, but David Giroux, communications director for the UW system, says it doesn't cover increases in this year's expenses, including higher utility bills, more expensive health benefits, and increased salaries that the legislature approved last year.
And until we get that money, we're operating in the red.
Giroux says if the UW raises tuition, cuts services, or lays people off to cover the shortfall, it could happen at the last possible second in January, or as early as November when the new course catalog is rolled out. Meanwhile, state Republicans are dismissing the governor's warnings as scare tactics, intended to push them into passing a budget with higher taxes and spending. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.